Now he's gone away. Where did you go, Joe? Didn't you know, Joe? I loved you so, Joe. Where did you go, Joe? Didn't you know, Joe? I loved you so, oh, oh, Joe. He never knew if she waited, never knew if she cared. His love she anticipated, ribbons in her hair. Where did you go, Joe? Didn't you know, Joe? I loved you so, Joe. Where did you go, Joe? Didn't you know, Joe? I loved you so, oh, oh, Joe. Her days are all the same again, empty dull days. She waits for the day when he'll come back her way. Where did you go, Joe? Didn't you know, Joe? I loved you so, Joe. Where did you go, Joe? Didn't you know, Joe? I loved you so, oh, oh, Joe. She's kneeling on the kitchen table, waiting for him to come by. He used to pass her window, now you can hear her cry. Where did you go, Joe? Didn't you know, Joe? I loved you so, Joe. Where did you go, Joe? Didn't you know, Joe? I feel so low, oh, oh, Joe. La 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 la.
Sophisticated Boom Boom, and that's called Joe. And Nightingale and Adrian Love will be reading out your letters and playing back your phone calls in the last mailbag of 1981 at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening on Radio 1. Special guest on tomorrow night's programme will be Derek Malcolm, the film critic of The Guardian and Cosmopolitan. He'll be talking about the important films of the year. That should probably be said, the important films of the year. What to look forward to in 1982, and the quality of British films. Also in mailbag, the hypocrisy, spelt wrong, of White Weddings, and what you can do if the record you buy is faulty, usually nothing, I've found, and the groups of so-called fans who find that no concert is complete without violence. That's the Radio 1 mailbag, then, with Annie and Adrian at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. The Skodas, I'm not going to give a thing. Skodas, and I'm not going to give a thing. Angels 1-5 have actually issued a single, but only on cassette, and this is the reason that we haven't played it yet, because it does take a while for these things to be transferred from cassette onto tape so that we can play them on the radio. We're having a bit of a tussle with technology. Angels 1-5 and Accident in Studio 4. Angels 1-5, and that's called Accident in Studio 4. And I was having a checking through all of my Christmas mail in the course of the day, in addition to listening to demo tapes. I mean, you know, doing a bit of one and then a bit of the other. And I got a letter from Cherry Red, which cheered me up considerably. They'd actually written it some weeks ago, but I've only just got round to reading it, to say that they've signed the Nightingales, and they've already got a couple of singles scheduled. I can't play you either of these, of course, but look forward to being able to do so. And also got a note from the excellent Sick as a Parrot fanzine, or football magazine, which comes from Edinburgh, saying that they wanted, because it mainly deals, almost entirely deals with Scottish football, although there's a piece in the current issue about Canadian football, which sounds perfectly dreadful. But they do want correspondents who are going to write, you know, I mean, it's a fairly satirical thing. Well, it's not really satirical exactly, it just tells you what, you know, what fans think about football rather than what the managers and the media people think about football, which is entirely different as far as one can tell. And they want correspondence, so after this next piece, I'll give you an address that you can write to if you fancy being a correspondent for Sick as a Parrot. So, for Misty Lifeboat. Misty, and that's called Lifeboat. Now, if you want to be a correspondent for Sick as a Parrot, I mean, you can sort it out with the people who run it, obviously not with me. Don't come back to me on it at all. I don't want to hear from you. You have to write to Shug, and that's S-H-U-G, and he's at 84 Restall Rig Road South, Edinburgh. And I'm sure it's not pronounced Restall Rig at all. That's how it's spelt. 84 R-E-S-T-A-L-R-I-G Road South. Shug, 84 Restall Rig Road South, Edinburgh. And there's no point, I'm sure it doesn't want people going to write in and say, like, whatever it is, you know, Leicester City are the best team in the world. Just, well, he wants more realistic things than that. I mean, Leicester City are a fine team, I just chose them as an example, but he doesn't want fan stuff exactly, it's just like reports on what goes on, I suspect. Anyway, as I say, sort it out with him. At least I'll win their poll, anyway, if nothing else. The Jazz Babies and My Love Makes You Melt. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Losing track of all of it. This is Joseph K and Missionary, and before that, the Jazz Babies and My Love Make You Melt. The last from both of those, as far as tonight's programme goes, anyway. And so to the last from Sophisticated Boom Boom. We'll be rejoining the Festive 50 in about, 10 minutes' time. This is Surrender to Me.
Black and I look so good and white. They all
Was that a human cry I heard? Sophisticated Boom Boom and Surrender to Me, the last from them tonight. I think they're going to be big in 1982. Well, I don't really, but I should be quite pleased if they were.